Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Well, Golden State, pick whatever part of the fourth quarter you want to take. They were down in the fourth quarter, led in the fourth quarter, 7:54 to go, led by 12, outscored 43-17 the rest of the way. Had trouble getting the ball into their offense, had trouble getting the ball at times crossing half court. They were dribbling into obvious double teams. And again, another winnable game goes by the boards for Golden State. This was a game that was there to be had. And they led 110-98, 7:51 to go. And then even as you got closer toward the end of the game, Golden State had a 7-point lead with a minute 43 to go. 120-113. Curry made a three. They go up by seven. Then Barnes gets an offensive putback right at the rim. Again, nobody put a body on him. Then Will Richard turned the ball over and quickly with a steal. And he misses a three. Barnes gets an offensive rebound. Ingram makes a 14-footer. Now it's a one-possession game. Warriors call timeout. They bring Pajemski off the bench. Draymond Green turns the ball over as Barnes made a steal. Quickly with a three-pointer. And just like that, 46 seconds to go, and the game is tied at 120. And, Barnes just dominated the offensive glass in the late going and the overtime and gave the Raptors possession after possession after possession. And then the other part of this, the other double whammy about all this, is that Jimmy Butler, 38 minutes. Draymond Green, 33 minutes. Steph Curry, 41 minutes. And the Warriors have a game tomorrow night, so it's going to be really interesting to see how the Warriors play this on the back-to-back, because they're playing a team that in the last 10 games has been the best defensive team in the league, if you can believe that. The Brooklyn Nets have the best defensive rating in the league the last 10 games, and they're playing like a team that has all of a sudden found confidence. They beat Minnesota the other night in Minnesota. So this is not an easy game, and the Warriors have set themselves up for a very tough night tomorrow night, and will hopefully they'll be able to find some other people to carry the load for the Warriors. They did not get the kind of play off their bench they would like. Pajemski a minus 23, Payton a minus 19. Will Richard was a minus 15. Those guys have been good for the Warriors all year long. And, boy, just a real tough one in a series of tough losses for the Warriors to take. Steph Curry had 39 points and was 12 of 30 from the field. Draymond Green had 21 on 4 of 8 from the three-point line. 19 for Butler, 27 for Emmanuel Quickly, 26 for Brandon Ingram, and then Scotty Barnes, 23 points, 25 rebounds. That's career high, and 10 assists for the Raptors. Really not a lot more to say about this one. This is just one of those games where the Warriors had chances and just not taking care of the ball, not showing the type of urgency that you'd like to see a team have. You know, if you have a good team, you're up by 12 in the fourth quarter, you make a series of stops, get a couple of buckets, and put the game away. And the Warriors haven't shown that so far. So we'll see what happens tomorrow night when they head to Brooklyn. And, of course, now traveling in what is going to be a very cold, wet night here in Toronto, as we've got some icing going on with rain coming down. Just all part of the deal when you travel in the Eastern Conference, or if you're in the West and you play up in Minnesota. So the final again, 141-127 in overtime. Warriors with the loss tonight. They fall back to 16-16.